The tight end group is dicey this week if you're in need. Evan Engram officially ruled out week to week with a mid-foot sprain. George Kittle, very much doubtful for the San Francisco 49ers Monday night matchup against the Seahawks. He hasn't practiced all week. Knee and ankle issues there. Boy, their replacements just do not wow me. Usually, like, if you have the running back position, if somebody goes down, you have the handcuff. For Engram, it's Rhett Ellison, who is pretty much a blocking tight end and has done nothing over a several-year career. So I would stay away from him. And Ross Dwelly, interesting play. He's on the field for about 70% of the Niners' offensive snaps, but it's in a blocking role. So is he expected to pop and automatically take George Kittle's target share? I don't think so. I'm going more on the lines of those targets will go the way of Emmanuel Sanders and maybe some of those secondary receivers. Ross Dwelly is a real dart throw. Like, he could, but I'm not liking it. I'm not banking on it at all. Now, if you head to the waiver wire and take a look at who's available this week, leading the way is Jared Cook of the New Orleans Saints. He had a little bit of success before missing the last two games with injury before their bye week, so he's missed week 7 and 8. New Orleans was on the bye a week ago. But those double-digit fantasy games in weeks 5 and 6 were under Teddy Bridgewater, and we don't really know the chemistry that he'll have, if any at all, with Drew Brees. Now, he's over that ankle issue. It's a good matchup against the Falcons. They're giving up around the middle of the league, middle of the pack, as far as fantasy points to tight end. So there is some upside there. You could do worse. I'm liking the high floor. If you want to be a little safer, high floor with Jack Doyle against Miami. Jacoby Brissett's going to be a game-time decision. Even with Brian Hoyer, he's traditionally liked his tight ends as well. Miami's awful. We know that. And that is just something where he's really taken over from Eric Ebron as the go-to tight end. So for a safe floor, Jack Doyle, then you really start dropping up. Jason Witten hasn't done much at all this season. OJ Howard is he's a projection. You hope he can pop, but he has not reached double-digit fantasy points this season at all. So you can't rely on him. Jonnu Smith for the Titans, I think, would be a tremendous add if you can get him. He's owned in still just 29% of Yahoo leagues. Delanie Walker is likely going to miss the game against Kansas City. So you have a shootout potential. Ryan Tannehill's clicking now. He had a down week versus Carolina off of his big pop touchdown and 6 catches the week before against Tampa Bay. But Jonnu Smith is a smart ad there. So there are options. All of them have the risk. You're not replacing Evan Engram or George Kittle off the waiver wire. So really track Kittle's health. If you're an owner of him or for DFS, I'd probably stay away because it is really looking doubtful. Of course, if you have any other questions, tight end, or anything related to fantasy football, you can hit me up on Twitter at AndyMC81, Instagram at AndyMCSports, and just use the hashtag AskAndy.